Welcome back to the American Journal. We're getting ready to kick off the second hour of the program with a lot more dive into. We'll be taking your calls. That's the first thing I was going to tell you. So if you want to call, maybe a story we've covered thus far in the show that you want to elaborate a little bit on, give me a call right now, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We want to hear from you. We also have a great guest lineup coming your way in the third hour of the program. Viva Fry joining the program because I got a lot to ask him. Both of us were talking over the weekend on Friday, went on his show, and I'm not really buying the suspect that's been named in regards to the J6 pipe bomber. I know he's an either. So I want to ask him about that. I also will have Mark Mitchell joining the show as well because President Trump's polling numbers, well, they're not doing too well. His approval numbers have shot down drastically, and they're going to get even lower than where they are right now over at Rasmussen Report. So I've got a lot of questions for Mark Mitchell. Obviously, not a lot of people happy with the president. It's been very obvious that these last few weeks have been America last. He's pushing AI this morning. Not something that we truly want to go all in on. I know a lot of people are very hesitant about that. Obviously, having an Al-Qaeda terrorist also making his way to the Oval Office isn't something that's a selling point for most Americans, as well as his focus on going out there and trying his best to win over foreign countries rather than try to crunch down on affordability here in the United States. They're telling us inflation's down. Most people are at the supermarket. They don't see it. Yes, it might take a very long time before those prices actually start to reflect, but explain that to people. Stop gaslighting them and saying that prices are down because you're not feeling that. And then housing prices are just still out of control. And everyone I've spoken to over at the White House, when I mentioned the housing prices, that is the reason why young people are pulling towards communists. People like Zoe Ramadani continue to target and say and talk about the affordability crisis in this country. They keep telling me that this White House wants nothing to do with helping bring down housing costs. I don't know how you win elections, how you head into the midterms by a group of people that won't do anything to help relieve the American people financially. You've been taking a beating since COVID, even prior to COVID. And sadly, we still have these so-called Republicans who just don't even want to talk about this stuff. Then it might affect those in older generations. But the reality of it is housing prices are out of control. And they have been for several years now. The president kind of turning away from all of this. I'll ask Mark Mitchell about that and how that plays into his polling numbers, because, I mean, he is sliding down the polling numbers. I think tomorrow's Rasmussen Report's numbers are going to show that his approval, his job approval rating is sliding into the 30% range. That's massive. That's massive. Because he was just at 50 just a couple of days ago. You can't sit here and keep telling the American people that they need to care about certain things that they really don't care about. Most Americans, the reason why we elected President Trump is because there was an affordability crisis in this country. And Democrats were one of the main people pushing for it and who caused it. But then the other side, you turn over to the other side and they're not doing much to help it. They're actually not doing anything. I'm going to try to oversell you on this. They're not doing anything. Americans are pissed off. They're fed up. They've had enough of this and they're looking for relief. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like we're getting it anytime soon. Again, I hate being the black pill, but folks, I'm not here to run cover for people. They aren't doing what they said they were going to do. When we come back, though, we're going to run through some of the immigration numbers because there's some good news. Tom Homan saying that they found thousands and thousands of these missing migrant children. It's drops in the bucket, of course, but at least we're getting somewhere. You'll never guess where they were all found, of course. The Biden regime, I'm so fed up with calling these people out and there's no criminal charges. Stop showing me all the corruption and then not showing me the arrests. That's what's going on right now. Thousands of children went missing under the Biden administration, and no one's been arrested for it. Folks, we've got more to dive into in just a few moments. Do not go anywhere. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. We have our 12 days of Christmas sale going on right now. It's 40% off colostrum that we just recently got back in stock. Plus, we got those great creatine gummies, which we actually just introduced. Again, that's going to be a big one. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and get it before we run out. More on the way.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're kicking off the second hour of the show by taking your calls. So if you'd like to jump on with me, give us a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. I got to get like a little jingle for that. Got to figure that out. Maybe something Christmas themed. These days, folks, if you want to talk about one of the news stories we've covered or maybe a story we haven't covered, that's the best number to do just that. All right. I want to talk about the thousands of children that went missing under the Biden regime. Sadly, and I hate doing this, but sadly, no one's been arrested yet. Thousands of children, over 400,000 was the last number that DHS threw at me when I asked them for the specific number. Children went missing when they were shuffled into our country by cartels. And then the Biden administration helped that out. They were shuffled into our country and then they went missing. Well, according to Tom Homan, the border czar, they have now officially found and located 62,000 of these missing children. Take a listen to the latest update that came from Homan yesterday.
I look at the numbers every day. On Friday, I looked at the numbers. There's over 62,000 children found by the Trump administration. Children that weren't even being looked for under the Biden administration. President Trump saved over 62,000 children's lives. Some of these children were in sex trafficking, we found them. Some were in forced labor. Some were being mistreated. I can't even discuss some of the mistreatment we found out about. President Trump, again, proves why he's the greatest president in my lifetime. Over 62,000 children rescued by President Trump. Again, children that were ignored and weren't being looked for under President Biden.
All right, now you want to hear that. You want to hear that thousands of children have been located. But folks, what you're just outlining, what he just outlined for you is the biggest human trafficking. I guess just human trafficking scheme that's ever happened in the American people's history, American country, our American history. Sorry, it's Monday mornings, but bear with me, folks. But this is the real frustrating part in all of this, right? Because they continue to tell you about all these numbers. They're throwing thousands at you. I know Tom Homan has given a number significantly higher than 400,000 when it comes to these missing children. 62,000 found? Great. Great. But what's going to come of it? Because several of them are dead. And Homan has outlined that previously as well. You see, the people over at DHS, the people within the Biden administration, they all knew what was happening. They were helping these sex traffickers, human traffickers, funnel children into this country for cheap labor, for sex trafficking, and other things as well. So you can continue to tell me all of these horrific things that were done in the Biden regime, but where the hell are the rest? I mean, seriously, folks, when are we going to start seeing people go to prison, throwing children over the border wall, then leaving them behind? Thank God they were found. And no animal hurt them. But this happened. This all happened. And we saw it right before our very own eyes. And not a single person has gone to prison for this. Not a single person. We constantly see the Attorney General come out here and show you, oh, look at all this egregious stuff that happened behind the scenes under the last administration. But she won't show you the indictments. Did people behind the scenes work out like an agreement? Maybe spare us? And if Democrats do make their way into the office, they won't target us next. I mean, what is going on here? You've had ample time to go out here and arrest these people. Alejandro Mayorkas needs to go to prison. And for some reason, we're not even hearing little whispers about a RICO case against him and many others. I'm so fed up with the reporting about all of the things we're learning. We've known about it, but we learn more and more and more. And we can't get anyone to actually point us to anything meaningful going on right now. Great. You found 62,000 children. Talk about their stories individually. Where were those children found? Give us the details. The American people need to hear the ugly in all of this. Were those children kidnapped from their families in South America and then dragged over here to be sex trafficked? It's very, very likely. Were they shuffled into fake family units because the Biden regime stopped testing, DNA testing? Were those children were repeatedly raped by strangers as they came into our country? That's very likely that happened as well. But they continue to show you some things and then just don't tell you the rest. We need to hear about these stories. We need to hear about these children's stories. And I'm just so fed up with sitting here and doing all this digging and going, wow, you found that? Wow, you found thousands of missing children. Well, how many of their sponsors have been arrested? How many of them are in prison right now? I bet you those numbers aren't very high. You know, the Biden regime intentionally took in false information. We've had the whistleblowers on my show. We've talked about this extensively. They knew the information they were getting was false. They didn't care. They didn't care. They didn't care to vet it. They didn't care to check. James O'Keefe doing a great job at reporting just that. And they just allowed them to be shuffled in. And then they went missing. I mean, how many of those children are dead, organs harvested? Because we still have thousands more missing. No one wants to tell you the nitty-gritty details of all of this, about how children were intentionally trafficked into this country with the help of our federal government and then shuffled throughout the country and hidden. This is by far one of the biggest scandals in American history, and everyone just gives you a little fluffy. Well, we found 62,000. That should make you happy. You know what will make me happy? What will make me happy when I see these people dragged into criminal court, but I know there's no one right now with the guts to do it. In fact, people like Tom Homan, which I'm sure if we gave Tom Homan his way, he would be the one doing it, but he's in a position where he's not confirmed because, you know, and I know, Tom Homan has made comments in the past the left-wing media really despises him for making. They don't like what Tom Homan represents. And Dana Bash, the CNN hack, who continues to pretend like she's an actual journalist. Well, in clip 8, you're going to listen to her go after Homan for the ICE tactics that are being used to detain illegal aliens who should not be in this country in the first place. Listen to how aggressive she gets with Homan about the ICE tactics as they continue to go around the country arresting these illegal invaders. Take a listen.
So there's reasonable suspicion that you're talking about. There is releasing somebody once they're comfortable that they are a U.S. citizen. And then there's just the aggressive tactics that we are seeing in video after video. You're comfortable with those tactics that we're all seeing with our own eyes?
Look, threats on ICE officers are up 1,200%. They're being doxxed on social media. They're getting death threats every day. They've been attacked. They've been shot at. And you know, these officers out there look for the worst of the worst, so they're protecting themselves. And I think they're following the law. And if any ICE officer, Border Patrol agent, acts out of policy or does something inappropriate, they'll be held accountable. But we got to remember, I mean, they're under attack. And we're at a place in this country where all of a sudden the ones who enforce law are the bad guys, and the ones who broke the laws are victims. I'm going to trust the men and women of ICE and Border Patrol who have been trained very well. They're doing the right thing. But I'll say again, if someone does something inappropriate, out of policy, illegal, they need to be held accountable. But I simply think I haven't seen that. And again, I'm not in every arrest. I'm not in every operation. I trust the men and women of ICE and Border Patrol to do the right thing.
I'm so tired of this narrative where we have to sit here and be empathetic towards the people who have illegally come into our country. Enough is enough, man. Stop feeding into the narrative. These people have broken the law. They are criminals. They are all criminals. If you are here living in the United States illegally, you are a criminal. And you deserve to be deported. Why are we sitting here and trying to have empathy for them? Because it feeds into the left's narrative. The left wants these people here, not because they are empathetic to these third world invaders, but because they want them here because that's their future voting base. These are people who cannot sit here and make enough money, enough income for themselves. They need the government. They rely on the government. That's why they exclusively imported them from these countries. And they want to make sure that they are not forced out of this country. And then they'll go and they'll start pushing for amnesty like they always do. And someone on the right could be like, yeah, well, maybe we should think about that. A congresswoman from Florida is a great example of that. She's sitting here and advocating for amnesty. By the way, Maria Salzer is her name. She's somebody who has repeatedly gone to the World Economic Forum events as well. Claims to be a Republican while preaching for amnesty. Folks, I've had enough of seeing this. I've had enough of this fake empathy that they want you to have for these people who have come to our country illegally. Yes, is this a country that was founded and has obviously taken in millions of immigrants? Yes. But these aren't the same immigrants that have come to this country in the past. And that is the big point in all of this. And the left knows it. That's the reason why they exclusively imported them. Why don't you take a listen to clip 9? So yesterday on the Sunday morning talk shows, Eric Schmidt, the senator, did a great takedown of somebody who we all hate over at ABC News. Take a listen.
What do you mean you're not familiar with the facts and circumstances of the pardon? It's been well reported all across the country. He's the former president of Honduras. He was convicted of conspiring to bring in 400 tons of cocaine into the United States, also guns and other materials. It's been front page news across the country. Aren't you curious about that?
Well, I'm curious about your pushback on that particular point. With your previous guest, you had zero pushback because he's giving the Democrat talking points like you spew every single week, which is probably why your ratings are so bad. But to make the point, what I'm saying is that you're trying to divert here the attention from what the American people actually support. 75% of Americans support us blowing narco-terrorists out of the water in the Caribbean who are trying to poison Americans. There's no real legal debate about the ability to do that. Now, you could have a policy discussion about it, which now you see the Democrats pivoting from the second strike and the war crimes allegation to really what this whole thing is about. Should we be doing it in the first place? I have way more sympathy for my friends, my cousins, my neighbors, those people who've been poisoned by these narco terrorists, people who've been skinned alive by these cartels that they bring people to the United States, than I do for these narco terrorists. I mean, that's just the reality of the situation. So there's legal justification for it. He's doing it. We do have more of a focus on our interests now in the Western Hemisphere, and I'm thankful for that.
Do you support the pardon of the convicted drug smuggler or not?
George, like I said, what we're talking about here are the narco terrorists poisoning Americans. This attempt to try to focus on a pardon is classic because you've lost the debate now on the narco terrorist question.
I don't know how to feel about this one. It's kind of a fair question, I think. You know, President Trump obviously pardoning a former president of Honduras. That individual obviously was accused of helping drugs make their way into the United States. I've seen people, including Roger Stone, say that it was a corrupt political persecution, and that's the reason why the pardon is justified. I've seen the allegations that were against him that were made under, I believe it was the Biden regime. So yeah, it's a bit of a toss-up for me, but I'll say this. If we're going to go all in on this drug war, you can't sit there and offer pardons for those that you've deemed as people who aren't really the enablers in all of this. Those who have helped bring drugs into our country need to be held accountable on all levels. On all levels. And the continuous attacks in regards to the narco terrorists that are being blown out of the waters, the airstrikes that are taking, or the strikes that are being taken place, is a topic that Democrats continue to hover over. In clip 10, you're going to hear Senator Tammy Duckworth continue to go after the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, because she deems that Hegseth is a murderer and he's guilty of war crimes. Now, again, when you ask them for specifics, they can't really outline it for you, of course. Take a listen.
Is they've not been authorized to be at war. And by the way, the individuals in that boat were not even aimed at the United States. So everything that they've done has been illegal. It's illegal under international law. It's illegal under the Geneva Convention. And it certainly is even illegal under domestic law. It was essentially murder with that double tap strike.
I mean, that's a very strong statement. Murder. Does that constitute a war crime? Is that what you're saying?
It is a war crime. It's illegal. How will you put it? It's all illegal.
You have seen the classified video of this particular strike, the first strike, and then the double tap, as it's known.
No, I've just seen what's been available in the media. Okay. I've read the full report, but I've not seen the actual video. I've requested to be able to see the actual video. I've also been actually asked to see the after-action reports from the pilots and the drone operators, as well as the intelligence debrief that all pilots and drone operators conduct after they have completed a mission.
Now, I think it's fair to ask the Pentagon to reveal and show us all of the evidence that they have, all the video footage. I don't think there should be any video classified. What would be the purpose of just that? I don't understand it. I've also asked for the names of the individuals who are killed in all of this so we could fact check it and see if these people were low-level cartel members, civilians blackmailed. That happens quite often where those throughout countries are blackmailed and forced by the cartels to go and traffic drugs into foreign countries. And they're told that if they don't do so, if they don't comply, that they will kill their family. That happens quite often. So I want to make sure those who are on the boats are legitimately narco-terrorists. Not just innocent people who are being forced to do this because they know it's high risk. The cartels know this. They're not putting their top officials on these boats. Unfortunately, the Pentagon responding to me, and they stand by the individuals who are on these boats who are being killed as being narco-terrorists and did not give us any direct information, which I don't think is okay, actually. I think the left continues to go out there and they've drum up the narrative that these obviously are people, and if they are narco-terrorists, then we could figure out this information ourselves, but they're not giving us any of the information. We actually haven't even heard from one of these narco-terrorist family members, which I think is quite strange. I think it's quite strange. I'd love to learn more about the people who are on those boats. So again, I do fear, and I've obviously done several stories about the cartels go around to villages and they force people within the villages to go out and traffic these drugs for them. I just want to make sure these people are not being forced to do this. Because obviously, why would the cartel send their top officials onto these boats to do these voyages when they know what's going to happen? It's practically a suicide mission. But again, the Pentagon not giving a direct answer, not saying that they're ever going to give us names. And I'd love to just see the full footage. I don't know why we have anything classified on this. We could shut Democrats up pretty quickly if we just reveal all of the information for the American people. I don't think any of this should be classified. I truly don't. I would not understand why that would be classified at this point. The Pentagon was very transparent. They said they were going to be transparent and they do show us video, but I want to see all of the video. I don't want to see the video that you just want to show us. It's kind of my angle to this. Folks, if you want to talk about this too, give us a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Maybe you have a little bit of a disagreement with me on that issue. Give us a call if you do. I also want to talk about other things too. Like, you may have not seen this story. I'm going to be doing some more deep digging into this one because this one's a big one. This one involved the congressman from the great state of Florida, Brian Mast. Now, apparently there was an individual following him around at the Stewart Christmas parade. The individual was acting very suspicious. So when the Martin County Sheriff's Office stopped him, he allegedly was carrying a gun while wearing a bulletproof vest underneath his clothes. The name of the suspect was not released, nor have I seen criminal charges. He was detained, it looks like. We're still waiting on more information here, though. They have not given us enough information in regards to who this individual is. Was this an actual person that was a threat? The last update coming from this weekend, this is just flagged as a suspicious person who was detained. Not actually arrested right now is what the latest update says. He was just removed from the parade, and that's all that they have right now. So again, interesting story. Interesting why they'd even put this out there if they have no charges actually filed against this individual. We'll continue to follow it, though, as it develops. All right, yesterday I found this really interesting soundbite. We're going to play it for you. We're also going to play it again later in the show, but a little bit of a snippet. But let's play the full part for you. So I want to play clip 11 for you. Jamie Dimon, he's the CEO of JP Morgan. Well, he was asked by Maria Bartiromo about debanking conservatives, and he wasn't happy about the question. Take a listen.
Did you send over the bank records of Devin Nunes or Trump supporters to the special counsel when he wanted that information?
People have to grow up here, okay, and stop making up things and stuff like that. So, and I can't talk about an individual account. We do not debank people with religious or political affiliations. We do debank them. They have religious and political affiliation. We debank people who are Democrats. We debank people who are Republicans. We've debanked different religious folks. Never was that for that reason. And that's number one. Number two is I don't like debanking people. We live under very strict rules and regulations and requirements. And to protect the country, and we have to report things to the government, we're required to report things to the government. I can't even tell you when we do it, because I'm not allowed to tell you that either. And so I want to change these rules. I actually applaud the Trump administration, who's trying to say the debanking's bad and we should change the rules. Well, damn it, I've been asking to change the rules now for 15 years. So change the rules. And, you know, and that's why a lot of this stuff takes place. It is really customer unfriendly. And, you know, we're debanking people because of suspected things or negative media or all these various things. So and the last thing, which is really important, we don't give information to the government just because they ask. We're subpoenaed. We are required by court to give it to the government. And I've been following subpoenas with this administration, the last administration, the administration before that, and the one before that. And I don't agree with a lot of, you know, the government does a lot of things that get angry at banks. So let's just take a deep breath and fix the problems as opposed to, like, blame someone who's put in that position. So, and we've been quite clear about this. We've given recommendations to the government how they can fix it, how we can change the rules and regulations to dramatically reduce reporting and debanking and things like that. And I would tell the government, if we see something that might possibly be bad, we'll report it to you and you decide. Why do we have to decide? And that's the position we're put in.
Say, I mean, as someone who's covered global business for so many years and now covers politics as well as policy so closely, I have a problem with, you know, the special counsel taking advantage of corporate America to use corporate America to do their dirty work. Because it wasn't just the banks. It was also the telecom companies. Don't forget, they sent subpoenas to Verizon and AT&T to get phone records of Trump supporters. I mean, you know, a political witch hunt. So that's why I think our viewers, you know, want to understand how this happens.
Yeah, well, that is not me. That's your courts and government and stuff like that. But the government, you know, Democratic and Republican governments have come after us both. So let's not act like this is just one side doing this. This has been going on for a long time. And we should stop, you know, militarizing the government that kind of way.
Now I'm going to reach out to Chase, J.P. Morgan, to ask specifically how many Democrats have also been forced by the company to be debanked. What subpoenas were being handed over by those in the Trump administration, because he's outlining it happens on both sides. Well, let's get some numbers. So I'll be doing that and trying my best to get you guys some answers on that, because I think it's a valid question in regards to it. Now, obviously, we've all seen it right now, specifically in Florida. J.P. Morgan is under investigation by the Florida Attorney General's office for debanking Trump media. Now, this apparently happened right before they went public. And so if he's saying that he did all of this when the government reached out, well, that's just another layer of the lawfare, because that happened then under the Biden administration. So, folks, a lot more here to dig into on that front. I thought it was a very interesting dance that Jamie Dimon did do. Continue to follow that, though, and I'll let you know if I hear back from J.P. Morgan, of course, in regards to their defense. All right, folks, if you want to jump on the show and give us some commentary in regards to any of the stories we covered thus far, give us a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We're taking your calls in just a few moments. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com, because right now we have 40% off colostrum. We also have some incredible supplements, brand new creatine gummies, which I highly recommend for all of you women out there. No one talks to women about taking creatine. It's a total game changer. It will help boost your energy. It will help, if you guys are someone who works out like myself, relieve muscle ache as well. Head on over to alexjonesstore.com.
So you were just telling me that you had a brain disease.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it.
It's
changed my life.
I was in a wheelchair. That methylene blue, I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it. And I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it. I started taking it. And boy, let me tell you something. What a blessing.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
It is a miracle. It's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the methylene blue. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
My kids take it. My wife takes it.
Everybody takes it.
I used to have to pay, $10,000 a week?
Right.
To get it in my arm and sit there for 6 hours a day to get it pumped in my system. And now I can take two pills or drink it once a day and pay what? I don't know, $30, $40 a bottle of it.
Depends on what the sale is, yeah.
And it's helping me to have a quality of life that I didn't have before that I have now. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Yeah!
I'm not paid to say this, not one dime. This is the best product you guys have ever had. You guys got to order it at the Alex Jones store.
Our methylene blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No. What?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in and it like instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt like instantly like I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to like 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene blue works for me.
I feel it in my head and neck too. My brain's going really fast. I really like it.
Unlimited fabulous power!
Volunteer power!
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
I do feel like it's eliminated the brain fog a lot.
I do subscribe to the methylene blue. Feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like you said, I've been taking the methylene blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
I'm jacked up on the methylene blue. It's the best thing you guys have ever had. Please go to the Alex Jones. Store.com.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, second half of the second hour. We're taking your calls, of course. So we're excited that you're all joining us on hold right now. We've got a lot of people on hold. So let's kick it off with the very first person on my call list right now. Eli over in Ohio wants to talk about President Trump. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So with everything going on right now with Trump, you know, he liked to coin the term for Jerome Powell as Mr. Too Late Powell. Mm-hmm. But it seems like at this point, his nickname needs to be Too Late Trump. And then for his slogan for his administration needs to be, you know, all talk, no action. You know, I think we can all kind of see his administration right now crashing and burning in front of our eyes. And it doesn't look very good. It almost looks like it's a Trojan horse, like it's supposed to be done on purpose at this point. You know, I might be wrong, but, you know, it looks like that. It doesn't look good.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it doesn't look good. I have no idea why this is the case. I mean, I said it was like my little conspiracy that people in this administration likely took deals at this point to just play it safe, and they won't be targeted next if there is administration changeover to a Democrat next. I mean, I don't know what else it could be at this point. It just doesn't seem what they ran on. All the evidence is staring you right in the face. They continue to point and go, ooh, ah, and then they just don't do anything about it. I've had enough of seeing it. It's got me infuriated at this point. And as someone who's had to cover it extensively for the last 4 years, we were waiting for answers. We were waiting for these people to be held accountable. We couldn't even get a mugshot at a Tish James. I mean, they wanted to play footsie with her, which, you know, didn't happen when the roles were reversed. But they didn't get so much mugshot from Tish James, neither James Comey. And so here we are sitting here getting fed scraps and told that this is what they could do. This is what they're turning up. So yeah, I would say it's an absolute failure so far. We'd like to see it get changed around, hopefully by applying some pressure and making it obvious that we do not stand by this. That might actually change things over, but I don't know. You know, we're going to talk about it at great length later, but there's a DC federal prosecutor, Jocelyn Ballantyne, who was obviously someone who was a part of the J6 persecutions, was going after people like Enrique Tarrio and other members of the Proud Boys. Well, I mean, she's now leading that J6 pipe bomber case right now. This is a woman who's also working with Jack Smith's office. She literally put a plea agreement, according to Enrique Tarrio, where she was trying to get Tarrio to say and to lie and say that he worked with President Trump to do everything that you saw unravel on J6. Well, that doesn't seem to be the case. Obviously, Enrique Tarrio saying, no, that's a lie. I'm not signing that. He got sentenced to 22 years in prison. And you'd think that this would be a woman who would no longer have a job working for the federal government, but she does. I've reached out to Judge Jean Pinheiro, because she's the woman who's obviously running the D.C. office over there for comments. We gave her till about 6 o'clock today to respond back to us because I want to know what the heck's going on over there. Maybe there's some type of thing that we don't see that they could kind of enlighten us about, but man, people who should have been fired aren't fired. People who should be disbarred aren't being disbarred. People who belong in prison aren't sitting in prison. So, Eli, you're spot on. You are spot on. And I just posted that seconds ago. So, good luck, guys. Again, this is kind of crazy, but this is what's going on right now throughout this country. I think the American people have had enough. Thank you for calling. Let's turn to Bart in Georgia. Bart, welcome to the show.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for talking. Taking my call, and I apologize in advance for dragging you guys into this deep, dark space I'm about to, about Ilhan Omar's marriage. Let's stop talking about her marriage and ask the question, and did she consummate the marriage? And don't answer the question, because we know she did, because that's what they do in Somalia. Revoke her citizenship. We only have 3 years to get rid of these people, or all of us are going to prison. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, I asked tough questions, Bart, but there's questions that I don't want illustrations to, so that might be one of them. But I know exactly what you're saying, and I appreciate you calling it, of course. Yeah, it's a tough one. It's so frustrating. Again, like, we all know it. We all know it. She doesn't even answer the question when she's asked about it. And for some reason, she's still an American citizen. I don't get it. All right, Pigpen in Ohio, welcome to the show.
Hello, how's it going this morning?
Good, how are you?
Good. So I was just calling about, like, the giggling death goddess at the Pentagon, you know, telling us how lethal our ammunition is, as if we don't already know that, you know, when you shoot a missile at somebody, it kills them. And can't we get a cigar-chomping, half-drunk, peg-leg salt of a man, somebody that's been in the military, that has a slight axe to grind against them, nothing too obsessive, but just a slight axe to grind, so that we know we're getting the real and full stories here?
Yeah, you're talking about my girl Kinsley Wilson, and so...
Yeah, her and LeVette, they're both psyops, man. They're both giggling death goddesses. Please read Transformation of America by Kathy O'Brien. It will disgust you, and I hope that when you do, you take and slam it on Pete Hegseth's desk and say, is this crap still going on in the military?
Well, okay, so here's my thing, right? Kinsley is relatively new to the position, so I think sometimes giggles could be a nervous tick. I know some people have it. I mean, I have an awkward one, but I don't do it on air. But it's like when someone asks you uncomfortable, I go, ha, 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 ha. But I know what you're talking about. You know, I wasn't thrilled with the fact that I'm sure you probably heard my question when I asked about the Afghan migrants who were brought into military bases and if they plan on turning any of the criminal stats over. Although Kinsley is someone who I've watched growing up in this industry, she's relatively young in her, I believe, mid-20s. So this is like her, this is her big, big staged right now, so it's probably more of a nervous tick for her. But I was not happy when I didn't get an answer. There wasn't a direct answer. There was a lot of pivot there, and so that was a little discouraging. But I think she's got a lot to work on. You know, she's got Sean Parnell, who's the spokesperson behind her. So Sean obviously spent, I believe it's close to 500 days serving in Afghanistan. So he's obviously the one with all the experience, but he's got a lot on his plate. So I know Kinsley's kind of the relief for him. So they do put her out there, but you know, otherwise it's kind of a crazy job that they've thrown her into. So she's got a lot more to kind of learn and from that angle. So I'll say, yes, the laughter could be a little toned down. But overall is definitely still a good person. And I don't think that she has any ill intent. I think it's probably more of a nervous tick for her, but I appreciate you calling into the show, of course, and telling me what you think about that. So thank you, Pigpen. Thank you so much. All right, let's turn to Tim in California. Tim, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Brianna. Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning.
You've been busy. You're like Savoie Faire. You're everywhere. I've been seeing and hearing you everywhere. You're busy.
Thanks, Tim. I am. That's the reason why today I got on set and I just didn't know how to speak for like the first hour of the show. I'm like stumbling over words, could barely say my own name. But we're pulling it together. We're pulling it together. How's everything with you?
So far, so good. I got two stories for you for Zoran Mamdani. Both of these happened over the weekend, and I got both of these off the New York Post. Saturday, Zoran Mamdani sparks outrage by tapping radical who praised notorious cop killer Asata Shakur for the education transition team. So here's Zoran Mamdani, and he's picking this lady, Zakaya Shakir Ansari. She was the co-executive director for the Alliance for Quality Education, a far-left activist group. You get the idea. But he's wanting this lady to be part of his transition committee for youth and education. And she was asked in an interview, if you could spend an afternoon with any woman, past or present, who would it be? And her answer was, the one who killed the cop back in the late 79.
Yeah.
Asata Shakur. That's not even her real name.
No.
Anyways, and then her friends came and visited her in prison from the Black Liberation Army and busted her out of prison. And she went to Cuba, where she lived all her life. She's part of the Black Panthers and all that stuff, Black Liberation Army. These people would blow up the Capitol and this kind of stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, these are the people that are going to be in charge of children now, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the other story was, this happened on yesterday, Sunday, Zoran Mamdani gives advice on how to thwart and evade ICE in video message urging viewers to stand up to vets. And he explains that, you don't have to do this, you don't have to do it, we can all stand up to ICE if you know your rights, he says. And know your rights. And ICE cannot enter into your private spaces like your home, school, or private area of your workplace without a judicial warrant signed by a judge. And you have the right to say, I do not consent to entry, and keep your door closed. And this is helpful, right? The guy's in charge of the largest city in America and the financial capital of the world. And he's creating films that he's releasing to the general public, showing them how to fight against, the law. Don't comply with law. Let's burn it all down. Something like that, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're Marxist, and this is how they do it. They infiltrate the school districts, and that's what they're going to do here. It's really frustrating because nobody seems to care. I mean, they all sit here and pretend like this is just a regular politician. I mean, I've outlined it for you, Tim. I know we've talked about this before. They literally announced in 2014 this was going to be their guy to run for New York City mayor, and he wasn't even a U.S. citizen then. He was a U.S. citizen in 2018. So this Marxist communist takeover has been in the works for quite some time, and the best way to make this long term is by infiltrating the school system, and they've done such a masterful job at that. So no surprise here. And I like how you outlined it for the public. Yeah, where's the outrage in all of this? Again, no one seems to be paying attention. Everyone go, oh, just do homeschooling. Don't send your kids to public school. But the reality is most Americans can't afford to do just that. They have to work two incomes because it's very expensive to raise children. So so many people, great people, are not having kids right now. It's just such a train wreck, and we allow it to happen. Tim, you got a great point. As always, thanks for calling in. We appreciate you. All right, let's turn to Rodney in Arizona. Rodney, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I woke up. That's a blessing.
Mm-hmm. I hear you there. What's going on? What's on your mind?
I just want to appreciate you, the job you're doing.
Thank you, Rodney.
You're a great patriot warrior, and without you, you know, our republic would already been lost.
Ah, Rod, you're giving me too much credit, my friend. Thank you. No, I appreciate it. Yeah, we have to push back. And I try to be fair and balanced, Rodney. I do. But, man, oh, man, it's rough these days.
I agree with everything that you talk about.
Thank you. I need more of you. So what's on your mind about James Comey?
Well, I hear you fretting about him still walking around free, which is an atrocity.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want, you know, to emphasize that Judgment Day is coming for him and all enemies of this great nation. And they will fall.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see him dragged into a criminal courtroom. Like they had at least a mugshot. Can't even do that, though. Can't even do that.
And people like AOC.
AOC.
No, AOC.
Yeah, what about specifically?
Yes, well, they just don't understand the power of prayer.
Yeah.
And every morning I pray against all enemies of mine.
Yeah. Yeah. Rodney, it's a mess. It's a mess. These people are communist, treasonous pigs. I always say that, but, you know, we have a DOJ, and Jeremiah is going to be next in the call, who's going to sound off about this even in greater detail, that's incapable of going out there and pushing back. So, yeah, I'm all on board for that. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it, as always. Jeremiah, I hear you want to sound off, too, on the DOJ stuff. I'm frustrated. I hope you are as well.
Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning.
Yeah. I called in the White House today, and I told them that they should fire Todd Blanche and Pam Bondi, and that they're not only just not doing a great job, but maybe they're sabotaging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like
and
it.
I think it's I think it's messed up.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things that stresses me out the most, you know, like when I hear the reports of what's going on, I feel that inner rage just go. Yeah. But I just want to encourage everyone to call in, and then even if it's any little action, do it, you know. And also anyone listening, the Alex's documentaries, you can get them on band.video for free, download them, and they're just if you haven't watched them yet, I'd watch every one of them, download them, and they're just fantastic. And just call the White House and tell them what you think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, do you have the number on hand by any chance? I'm sure we could find the number.
You could Google it.
I was going to do it on the fly.
No, but I just want to say I love the InfoWar. I listen every day. Big Daddy Alex, we love you. You're the best. And Brianna, you're beautiful, and you're impressive with your, you do great work.
Thank you.
I like the last couple callers. All the calls have been good.
Thank you. Yeah, no, everyone's been great. Yeah, I mean, hey, we're still here. We're still fighting. We're fighting the good fight, and we're excited about that. But that's the point. Like, I know some people were so black-pilled instantly when the Trump administration took over. I was like, no, let's have faith. Let's back these people. Now I've seen enough. Now I'm on board. I'm like, let's criticize these people because they're not doing enough. So thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. Let's turn to Chad in Minnesota. Chad, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning, Chad. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Shout out to your crew, too. You do a great job.
They are pretty good. Thank you.
Wanted to call about or talk about two things. The J6 bombing suspect, obviously, that's a, to me, in my opinion, and this may come under fire, but I watched an episode from Kyle Serafin last night called Captured, and it discusses a lot of the details that we aren't being told from, you know, the narrative that's out there. And I know you've gone through some stuff there too. But I highly recommend that people at least just go, like you say, with, which I think is great, Brianna, you go with your journalism, you get both sides, mm-hmm. right? Or however many sides you need to, and you confirm the information and you compile the data and you put it together. And I think that still needs to be done mm-hmm. with this case, because there are specific details that are discussed with both Steve Friend and Kyle Serafin that are undeniable. And, you know, it's just, we can't look past that.
Yeah.
And that concerns me, because you have liaisons, and all of this is really just starting to tell me that the right people have been inserted to manage up and manage down. Meaning, okay, let's go and get somebody that has, and I think if people understand that this is, it's like war tactics, and they take it very seriously, the Democrats or anybody that's, you know, on that side that is deep state, that sort of thing, they take this very seriously. The GOP is kind of like reluctant. I know it's all uniparty, in my opinion. I think that's safe to say, but the GOP is kind of like the side that lets everything go. And we're seeing that, and they get taken advantage of, or they're part of it, or whatever it is, whatever it may be. But it's this manage up, manage down kind of thing, where you tell the people here, like, oh, yeah, this is what, and then this is what's going on here. And then you get the people to work for you underneath you and above you. And it's highly effective. And that's what I'll say about that part. But then also this fraud that in Minnesota with everything that's going on there, and the number that they now are putting out there, that it could be $8 billion. It went from 2 to 8, whatever it is. Who mm-hmm. knows? That might be some, who knows? But the fact of the matter is it's billions of dollars. And I think that might have a multitude of implications if it's exposed properly. And I think the voter fraud aspect is in on that. And this, there's a real strange thing that I found with Project Veritas back in 2020, where they actually came in, and I think there was, you know, it went kind of, it didn't get a lot of, it didn't attract or get traction, gain a lot of traction, because it was right around the time where everybody was saying that Trump is, he's, you know, he's lost his mind. He's talking about all this voter fraud. And then they started pushing the, well, look at who you are actually accusing. And it became racially motivated, in the sense of, oh, that's what we're going to push. We're going to push that this is racist. If you come at us, we're going to say that this is a, you know, a racial incident. And that there's a great article from Alpha News. Are you familiar with Alpha News?
I've heard of them. Yeah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Uh-huh. I do.
Yeah. So Liz Collin, who did, the documentary on George Floyd,
correct,
the fall of Minneapolis. Yeah, mm-hmm. If you watch that, you see the other side, right? That's journalism. Okay, well, let's get the other side, which I thought was a brilliant documentary, and I think that would open a lot of people's eyes. I highly recommend it. But you go, this Alpha News article has an actual, it has a, there's a video from one of the meetings. Senator Omar Fetta's there. Jamal, the Sixth Ward City Council member, Jamal Osman, he was tied into that Project Veritas segment that they put out, that was actually related to potential voter fraud. And you've got, I mean, if you start digging into this, it goes so deep. And then think about ranked choice voting. Now they're starting to get where it's, now you can have 35 people running, and if you get the top four, okay, they come in, you know, and then it's, if they, the first round, you don't meet 50% of the votes. Well, then you have your second round. What they do is they start forming alliances and they say, okay, well, let's vote this guy. So they're working their way in to try to get people to vote for their second option. And then they get potentially, I mean, it's not a fill. It's just convoluted. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why do we even have that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it just makes it, it makes it very convoluted and hard for everybody to understand. And then you got to make, okay, now I got to rank my, you know, who I vote for, and I got to rank this. And then it's like, okay, now, and it can cause a lot of issues with that type of system, obviously. So I just think that there's something, there's underlining that they're not getting to. And I think a multitude of things, but I think the voter aspect is also, or the voter, potential voter fraud is also part of this.
Yeah. I mean, it usually is. It usually is. And I think you're spot on with all of that, especially you're open when you were talking about the J6 pipe bomber story, because I know that's where you started off with this. But yes, Chad, I you know, try to check both sides, hold both sides accountable on that front. It's been long and ongoing, but again, we're not hearing much. I think you're probably onto something though with the Somalian stuff as well, a lot more there. And they're all hiding and it's all cover up. I remember the Project Veritas story too. That was a great one. So thanks for mentioning that as well, Chad. Thank you so much for calling. Okay, Bill, in New York, we've got about 90 seconds. So welcome to the show, Bill.
Oh, thank you. Well, I just want to say keep up the good work. We have to hold President Trump accountable when he's off track. Yeah. The midterms, we're going to get crushed the way things are going right now.
Yeah.
To the last caller, he was talking about the ranked choice voting. That's George Soros funded.
Mm-hmm.
What they've done is they've gone to the states and said you can cross party lines to vote, and you end up voting for two people in the same frickin' party. Guess which one? It's George Soros. It's more of his funding. That son of a bitch needs to be in prison. And this is where Trump needs to be held accountable. Sick and tired of the apologist attitude. Well, we don't want to damage our chances. You're holding him accountable today. Thank you for doing that. Alex needs to do the same thing. Not, oh, we can't focus on that. We got to go after the other side and let him get away with the shit he's doing like he just did to MTG. Inexcusable. But thank you for doing a good job for holding him accountable.
Thanks, Bill.
We're going to get crushed otherwise.
I think the midterms are going to be a slaughter. I mean, it's not looking good for us. All of our key players are leaving. Troy Nels, congressman from Texas, he's also leaving. I know his brother is looking to run in his spot too. But, you know, when I spoke with Nels, we did a whole sit down, which is available on band.video as well. When I was in DC last week, he said it's due to family. He wants to spend more time with family, but DC is brutal. It's brutal. When you see what's happening to MTG, I can't imagine why anyone would want to run for office, because that was somebody who was a loyalist. She was very loyal to the president's agenda. She was all in on MAGA. And then you have him putting up things today on Truth Social, calling her out and saying that she's not America First or MAGA, which is insane, because if she's not, then I don't know who else would be. And as you sit there and see all these foreign actors get shuffled in and out of the White House, and he's acting like MTG is treasonous. I mean, yeah, I know a lot of people question her stock history, her buying history and all of that. But folks, I would never refer to her as a traitor to this country. I think she's a patriot. I think it's absolutely disgraceful what's going on right now. Bill, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Thank you for everyone else who called in as well. You know, I tried working my way down the list. I know we've got a few other people on hold. We'll get to it tomorrow, though, so I hope you guys are the first ones to call in on tomorrow's show as well. A lot more happening, though, in the next hour of the program. Viva Fry calling in just a moment to jump on the J6 pipe bomber story with me, as well as debanking and more.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason, because it is the final batch of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act, and not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around for to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Body's Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy now and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Body's Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.